I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For months, E3 partners Tom Doyle predicted a Muslim Brotherhood win in Egypt's elections. But he also said along with that win would likely mean Sharia law, despite President Mohamed Morsi's promises of freedom.
He has definitely said that he would like to see Sharia law instituted, and he'd like to rip up the peace treaty with Israel. And all of a sudden, the Middle East becomes very unstable if any of these things are acted on.
But hardline Muslims want to take northern Africa and then move down. As this happens, Doyle says the church will actually grow. Meanwhile, fire closed Sammy Tippett Ministries. The initial damage assessment comes from smoke damage, but nobody knows how long it'll be before they can get their equipment. They're insured, so they're down, but not out.
I've been doing this long enough. God is our provider. I know he's going to provide, but it's just a time where your faith is tested, and we've got to just remain faithful. We're going to keep doing what God's called us to do. We're going to keep bringing the gospel, training leaders.
The team's still going to Uganda next month. In the meantime, pray wisdom and unity for them. And flooding conditions in India's Assam state are worse than Gospel for Asia originally thought. In the initial report last week, only 12 GFA-supported churches and Bridge of Hope centers had been hit by monsoon floods. Now that number's up to 58, potentially leaving 1,000 believers without churches, 716 kids without education. Hundreds of people have died and more are still ill. As funds arrive, GFA can deliver aid in Christ's name. Respond at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the Mission Network News Facebook force. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Not on Facebook? Get MNN delivered to your email or smartphone. Find it all at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.